Joint news release. Michigan House Republicans. State Rep. Parker Fairburn on Thursday voted in support of House Bills 4001 and 4002, the first two bills of the legislative term, which will restore the tip credit and protect small businesses from intrusive paid sick time mandates. The bills passed the House with overwhelming bipartisan support. "It's a great feeling to be able to say that my first real vote on the House floor was in favor of something as important as this," said Fairburn, R. Harbor Springs. "I decided to run for office over 5 years ago in a deer blind with my dad. I knew then I could make a difference and really help our northern Michigan and UP communities. That gut feeling became a reality today." HB 4001 ensures the tip credit is maintained at 38% while allowing for reasonable annual minimum wage increases. Leaving the tip credit at its current level allows servers and other tip wage workers to continue earning far beyond minimum wage through their tips. House Bill 4002 allows workers and small businesses to retain the paid leave options that work for them. The plan also clarifies the looming rules, viewed by many as a one-size-fits-all mandate that is unrealistic and so confusing even lawyers can't understand. Fairburn recently served on the House Select Committee on Protecting Michigan Employees and Small Businesses, which was formed with the sole focus of addressing tipped wage and earned sick time legislation. Last week, the committee approved both HB 4001 and 4002 with near unanimous support. "After the election, there's a large chunk of time for those of us who won our races but couldn't assume office until January, and I'll tell you I spent every second I could meeting with tip workers and small business owners," Fairburn said. "The stories I heard and input I received from folks across northern Michigan and the UP were invaluable when it came time to consider the legislation we passed today. This may sound corny, but it's the people back home that have helped me be so successful in these first few weeks, and we're only just getting started." Both bills now move to the Senate for further consideration. State Representative Dave Preston on Thursday voted in support of House Bills 4001 and 4002, which will restore the tip credit and protect small businesses from intrusive paid sick time mandates. The plan was introduced in response to a Michigan Supreme Court decision from last summer that forced unrealistic rules and expenses on small businesses and restaurants. The bills passed the House with overwhelming bipartisan support. Preston has spent his entire professional career engrossed in the service industry. In his late teens and twenties, Preston served and bartended at local restaurants. Later, he owned and operated a series of independent restaurants across the country. Most recently, he owned and operated a truck stop in Cedar River, which included a full-service restaurant as well. "I took pride in my properties, the people we employed, and the experiences we provided. But if I were staring down the barrel of these changes without any imminent relief, I would have been forced to shut everything down without a second thought," Preston said. "It's simply impossible to take your budget from last year, probably already razor thin considering inflation right now, throw in a 50% increase in expenses and still expect to operate successfully. Someone would have to get the short stick, whether it be the staff who get laid off, the reduction in product quality, or the massive increase in consumer cost. Without legislative action, independent restaurant and small business owners across Michigan, especially in the UP, will be forced to make these excruciating decisions or shut down entirely. It cannot be allowed to happen." Preston noted that independent restaurants, smaller operations not supported by larger chains, will feel the brunt of the changes. "These operations make up the vast majority of restaurants and the food service industry in the UP." HB 4001, passed Thursday, ensures the tip credit is maintained at 38%, protecting the livelihoods of servers, bartenders, and other tipped workers, many of whom make $30 to $40 currently. The bill also guards small businesses from impossible new expenses that were expected should the credit have been phased out. House Bill 4002 allows workers and small businesses to retain the paid leave options that work for them. The plan also clarifies the looming rules, viewed by many as a one-size-fits-all mandate that is unrealistic and so confusing even lawyers can't understand. Both bills now move to the Senate for further consideration.